What is your favorite unique thing about yourself? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I live in a world similar to our author today, who talks about the changing of leaves for fall. But not everywhere in the world has the same colors or seasons, right? Why? Well, that's basically what today's Devo is all about. It's called What God Created by Emily Acker. As the trees start to change colors each year, I am in awe of all that God has created. Why did He choose to make the leaves turn different shades of orange, yellow, and red? Why didn't He just make all of them turn a single color? Why did He choose to make maple trees, oaks, and palm? Why not just make a single type of tree? I think of old school video games where you see the same tree repeated over and over again without a single change. God could have made the world simple like that, but He didn't. As we experience different types of weather, I think about the creativity of God and the gifts He's given us here on earth. For some, cooler weather is a welcome relief from the heat of summer. For me, I'm always extremely grateful when we get a surprisingly warm day in the middle of the winter. God gave us an earth that is truly beautiful and truly special. He could have kept things simple, but that's not the way He likes to work. He delights in variety. He is an infinitely creative God. I look around at all that He has created, and I am in awe. We can trust this God who made such a wonderful place for us to live, to take care of us each day, and to prepare an even more wonderful home for us in the new creation. So let's talk about this more together. What is one part of nature that you really appreciate? What do you see around you today that leaves you in awe of God and all He's done? Consider taking a moment to praise Him for this. Even though we can see the effects of sin in the world, we can still see so many glimpses of God's goodness. And just think about what it will be like when Jesus returns and renews the earth, healing all the brokenness caused by sin. Everyone who has put their trust in God has this eternal home to look forward to. What do you imagine it will be like to live with Jesus forever in the new creation? As you and I can read in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Genesis 1, and Matthew chapter 6, verse 26 through 33, as well as Isaiah chapter 11, verses 6 through 9, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you enjoy today's Devo? Have you seen God in some unique way in your life recently? Well, we want to hear about it. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, are you familiar with St. Francis of Assisi? If not, you're going to want to join us for tomorrow's Devo with Dylan. From Rags to Riches, St. Francis of Assisi. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked. Opening the door to God's word in your life.